better put him in the Heisman.
Got that wood right here, baby.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
They're going to run and get that boot.
The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
A baseball team is on the way back. A College World Series title. The Bomb Stadium.
I almost got fired because I went Willie the Boss after I had a little too much sauce.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
All right, Matty T, go ahead and give the people their Morning Rush update.
This is your Morning Rush update. Stephen Godfrey of Banner Society said on a Nashville radio show that Butch Jones is being considered for head coach at Arkansas
State.
Yeah, Arkansas State, UCA.
Lacrosse team.
Wichita Baptist. Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's for UALR's football team.
Yeah, the football team they're going to be putting together here in about 10 years. Yeah, that team. Yeah,
NWAC. He's going to coach the football team at NWAC.
When I heard this, I just wanted to punch myself in the face as hard as I could. And even then, I don't still feel like I would be accomplishing what I wanted to.
Just get Myles Garrett over here.
Yeah, get him.
He's got some free time.
Maybe that's the case. Have him come over here and beat my face with a helmet. Butch Jones is not being considered at all for the Razorback head football coaching job. It's not happening. He's not being considered. This is a total farce. Don't worry about it, folks. It's okay.
Razorback women's basketball beats Oral Roberts last night in Bud Walton Arena 96-64.
Now, I'm telling you, listen, Mike Neighbors is doing a fantastic job with this basketball program. They're a top 25 team, and Oral Roberts was not a bad team. They were undefeated coming into this game. I know they've only played three games, but you know, basketball's looking pretty good on the horizon for both men and women, but women that are already there might be with Mike Neighbors. So kudos to them and a great job by Coach Neighbors.
As we've been discussing, Cleveland Browns defensive lineman Myles Garrett rips off Steelers QB Mason Rudolph's helmet last night and swung it at him. Not only did he swing it at him, he made contact and hit him right in the head.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. And here's the thing.
It's definitely frowned upon.
Yeah, I hear that's against the rules.
Crap.
Tommy, would you throw a flag on that play?
That you just begin with a flag. It's automatic ejection. I mean, that's the easy part. I mean, as I said last weekend during the drubbing that Western Kentucky was giving Arkansas, some decisions just make themselves. As far as what the on-field officials are going to do with a situation, that is easy. It makes itself. The question is, what's the league's response? Because this goes to the top. This is a Roger Goodell deal.
Yeah.
How heavy-handed, how severe is the response from the NFL?
I'm going to take off my journalistic cap for a second, and I'm going to say ban him for life.
I mean... What was his example?
What was he intending to do when he was swinging his helmet around?
Cause extreme harm.
Yeah.
If they banned him,
I'm not going to go as far to say he was trying to kill Mason Rudolph.
It could have happened.
But it could have happened if he'd have gotten full force and hit him, broadside of that helmet. Now, that's not what happened. But he was trying to do some damage.
Yes.
What if Mason Rudolph wakes up this morning or goes to bed last night, severe concussion? That guy's career could have been over as a result of this guy losing his mind on the field.
Yep.
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll see what the NFL says, but they're
definitely. Fortunately, it didn't get more ugly than that. That could have been a real public relations nightmare for the NFL.
At the minimum, he has to be suspended the rest of the year, at minimum, in my opinion. But
I think this goes into next year.
Yeah, it definitely should.
Be sure to head to hitthatline.com for all the fantastic Morning Rush content and great Razorback coverage with articles, videos, podcasts, and more. Only available at hitthatline.com.
All right, there's Matty T with your Morning Rush update. Let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Brian is in Greenwood. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, guys. I looked at the Class 3A playoff brackets.
Good.
On a friend's dad. And I've learned that my beloved Minnesota Tigers will be playing their first round playoff game against the Hornets of Camden Harmony Grove.
Oh. Hmm. Well, who's going to win the game?
I know that it's a long trip from where they're at, but let me assure you, when they leave that place victorious, and they will leave there victorious, the rest of the bracket is easy pickings for the Tigers in red. Now, I know they'll have to win four straight playoff games to get to War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, but I believe that they can do it. They may be underdogs in the minds of lots of critics, but when they beat Camden and Harmony Grove in the first round and defeat all the other opponents round by round, week after week, you can bet the Tigers in red will win the Class 3A state championship and sell the stupid, idiotic critics this shot.
Oh, yeah, good trigger finger on that one. Thanks for the call, Brian. Have there been critics of the Tigers in red?
I think there probably are, you know.
Okay. I just didn't know. I haven't been keeping up to date on, you know, message boards and all that, Fearless Friday or whatever it's called these days. But yeah, thanks for the come on call, Brian. Let's go
good
to
good breakdown on the game there.
Yeah,
Brian.
Seriously though. Better than what I could do. Danny, who is in Russellville. What's going on, Danny?
Good morning, guys. as far as the coaches, I really don't think they're gonna not Norvell is gonna be, you know, he just doesn't appear like he wants a job, and he's angry at Arkansas, and I just don't see that. You never know, but I just don't see that happening, and I don't know about Mike Leach. I don't know if they'll go with him or not. So who does that leave us? Who knows? I don't know.
You know,
Clay's
getting on the plane later this morning, and we'll find out. You know, he said they're going to South Bend first.
Now, hold on a second. Tommy, Clay emailed us yesterday and told us
this is funny.
That it, once he was going on that whole rant about him flying around the country with Hunter Yurachek.
Going to South Bend first.
Going to South Bend. He had more friend requests on Facebook and more people reaching out because they thought he was serious.
He had over 40 friend requests on Facebook during the show.
He's just kidding, guys. Really?
Really? I thought he was serious.
Well, the basketball team, if you remember last year when we had about a 10-12-point lead, I knew it was going to disappear in within 2 or 3 minutes, right? Isn't that the way it went last year? We get a 10-point lead.
Hey, sometimes it didn't take 2 or 3 minutes.
I mean, it was gone before you could get up and go to the bathroom. It's ridiculous. But I heard some people say, well, that was an ugly, boring game the other night. No, it wasn't. It was a thing of beauty. It was absolutely beautiful. That defense locked them down. I never felt like that other team was going to come back. I just didn't. They made a little run, but still you didn't feel like they were going to allow them to get back in the game because their defense was excellent. And I'm excited about this coach. I really am. He seems to, you know, they seem to be well coached, and that's all I got, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, appreciate it, Danny. Listen, the coaching search right now is, of course, as we were talking before the show even started, this thing hasn't even been going on a week. I mean, Jan Boris has not been fired for a week, and there's already people that are angry and upset at a prospect that gets thrown out that has no chance to come. Like, I would be floored. First of all, I don't think Lane Kiffin's coming, but that was a name that was really hot yesterday. And I see no chance of him coming. And I wouldn't, like, he's more of a character than a coach, I think. I mean, it's not that he's been a poor coach or anything, but he's really not proven anything at the head coaching level.
At the Power Five.
At the Power Five level, Power I should five, say. Well, I mean, he had USC. I mean, USC is a great job, and that went horribly wrong. And Nick Saban and him always had this weird relationship. He's just kind of a weird dude. And I just don't know if he's somebody that, because who knows, he could be somebody who comes to like he did at Tennessee for 1 year and just get up and leave the next year. I just don't know if he's a long-term answer.
Couldn't even keep Layla on staff, you know?
No, he could not keep Layla on staff.
No,
he couldn't. Joey Freshwater.
Joey.
Joey Freshwater coming into Fayetteville. I feel like he'd be one of those guys that if all else failed, you could go with him, but I don't know.
We've already had one coach on Dixon Street too much. I don't think we need another.
I saw that played out.
Yeah. I don't think we need a second one.
Yeah. But if you're going to go with a weird character, I'd rather go with Mike Leach than with Lane Kiffin.
But I did see your JJ's tweet that, hey, if he comes, Kiffin's going to need his own menu, and they responded to you.
Yeah. And they say that they'll
give him his whole page or whatever.
Yeah, how do you get to that level? Man, I need to get to that level, too.
Do they have a John Neighbor special over there?
I want all menu items to have a John Neighbor special. Just, I don't care what restaurant it is, just all everybody. So when you walk in, it's always going to be something different and special.
They do at Taco Bell. It's called the Dollar Menu. The John Neighbor Special.
Tommy, you should know that there's no longer a dollar menu at Taco Bell. Come on. You should know that. It's called the Value Menu.
The Value Menu.
Yes, because they can't say it's for a dollar. Instead, it's $1.29.
It's called the Bean Burrito. It's the John Neighbor Special.
It's called indigestion is what it's called.
It's the John Neighbor Special because it gives you indigestion.
Yeah. Exactly right. It's very fitting.
Hey, is your home in Arkansas? Is it at least 10 years old and served by OG&E? OG&E is offering Arkansas customers a free home weatherization program to increase your comfort and lower your bills. A trained crew will perform an energy audit at no cost to you. And if your home qualifies, a crew will install measures that include attic insulation, LED light bulbs, weather stripping, advanced power strips, smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors, and a whole lot more. And it's all free to you. Call 1-800-272-9741. That's 1-800-272-9741 for OG&E's free home weatherization program.
Oh, this looks good. Let's go back to the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Miss Lisa's in Northeast Arkansas, which she apparently wants to straighten me out. Good morning, Miss Lisa.
Good morning. And before all this is over, this coaching search, we all may need some carbon monoxide poisoning, me included. So write me down for that free whatever. John.
Yes, ma'am.
You said yesterday, and I don't know if what I got, and I don't even know who I want for coach. I really don't. One day I want this one, the next day, but I know who I don't want. But you said yesterday, you said, I promise you there is no way Gus Malzahn is being considered for this job.
That's right.
And remember you said that?
I did.
Well, I was talking to someone yesterday, and, of course, you know how we've all got our little sources. And depending on how Auburn's last two games go, he is being considered. So whose source is right, mine or yours?
Well,
I'm going Miss Lisa here.
Thank you, Tommy. Yeah.
Did you get that epiphany? I mean, go ahead and tell us. We've all got sources.
Yeah.
Do you have a source that you put your faith and trust in that told you to get on the radio and say that?
Well, they didn't tell me to get on the radio, but I do have a source and that has told me information about the coaches that they for sure are not pursuing. And of course, the obvious ones, Bobby Petrino, Houston Nutt, guys like that, they are not pursuing. But I was also told by that same person that Gus Malzahn is not one of the coaches that they are considering at this time. They are not pursuing him. Same thing with Lane Kiffin as well. So,
well, I don't want Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. But
how about Joey Freshwater?
Did finish your sentence with at this time.
Correct.
That's what you just said.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I said at this time. Yes.
At this time.
Yes, so, because we know, Miss Lisa, we know that in these coaching searches.
He hedged.
Hold on a second. And all of
I'm trying to straighten John out. Okay, John, go ahead.
All I'm saying is that in these coaching searches, we know that there is no such thing as a guarantee. There's no such thing.
Okay.
You sounded pretty absolute.
But no, I did because I'm told that they are not pursuing him. So.
Wait, I'm a woman. You know how we are with little parsing of words. He is not being considered, or he is not being considered at this time.
That's right.
Which one?
It's at this time, because I was told he's not being considered.
At this time. Or not being considered.
He is not being considered. That's what
you're another Bill Clinton.
Lisa,
I
may block you.
Block me. Me and Matt ain't
block me. I'll just come back as a spirit and haunt you. Y'all have a good weekend.
You're not blocked.
Yeah, you're not blocked, Lisa. I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, anyway, y'all have a good weekend. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be glad. I'm going to check myself into a convent until this thing is over with.
Yes. Well, that's a fair way to handle it, honestly.
I'm having to take two menopause pills a night because one won't take care of me. Now, it's bad over here. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown, and with that,
I am now.
I'll talk to you, huh?
No.
Just wait till y'all's wives, girlfriends, significant others go through it, and you have a coaching change.
I just hope they don't do it at the same time.
Well, anyway, y'all have a good weekend.
All right.
I'm taking the rest of the show off. Wow. I don't even know where to go there. That's incredible.
So, again, at this time or not at this time?
All the text message said was that Gus Malzahn is not being considered.
At this time, or which one is it, Bill?
That's all it said, all is right. He's not being considered. I added at this time because, as we know, things change in the coaching search.
You were hedging.
Sure. Yeah. But I would.
Here's one thing I will tell you, and I know nothing. I have no source. I'm just using my common sense and knowledge of the situation. From where I'm sitting right now, his mama, his stepdad, and his in-laws all reside within about a short drive of where we're sitting. All of his family's in Arkansas. His brother's in Central Arkansas. I'm just saying, don't ever say never. I don't think, I'm with you. I don't think he's a candidate in this search because I think the situation at Auburn is one he desires more. But you can't ever say never when he's from here and all of his family live here. At some point, home becomes attractive. And at some point, it's just that whole situation at Auburn where with every win, that win wasn't by enough. And every loss is certainly one where they ratchet up the pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
They start taking more and more resources and money and budget to pay assistant coaches and, you know, just this, that, and the other away from your program to put pressure on you becomes more than you want to deal with at some point. I don't know. I agree. I don't think that this is where Hunter Yurecek has his sights set, but I just know that, you know, and we all know that he has family here, and that's why I can't ever say no, it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I mean, it's just...
Because if he picked up the phone or Sexton or... He's a Sexton
guy. Oh, yeah, of course he is.
And Sexton said, hey, Gus wants this job. We got to get through these last three games, but we'll sign the contract tomorrow. You know, we'll sign a letter of intent.
Well,
you think Hunter Yurecek ain't taking that call?
No,
you think
no.
He ain't pointing? Him and Clay would be on that plane headed that way, you know?
I totally agree. But the key is when you said, in writing, having it.
Yeah.
Because you know that if... Because if Jimmy Sexton called and said, wait till the end of the season, I don't trust that.
Here's what Hunter Yurecek's not going to allow to happen, at least publicly, I don't think, is to have the appearance of getting played on a situation like that.
No.
And it's hard to avoid. That's hard to avoid.
Yep. And listen, people who have been...
That's the risk of trying to go after top shelf candidates.
Well, and people that have tweeted at me and saying that this is Gus's dream job.
No, it's not. If it was, he'd already have it.
Exactly. He would have taken the job before they hired Chad Morris if it was his dream job. It's not his dream job. It's not. As much as everyone would like to believe it, it's just not.
The Dallas Cowboys may be his dream job. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was Urban Meyer's dream job. You know, somebody actually tweeted me or texted into yesterday with a conspiracy that Jerry Jones is going to make sure that Urban Meyer is hired at Arkansas for 4 years. And then after 4 years, he's going to fire Jason Garrett at the Cowboys. And then he's going to make Urban Meyer the head coach of the Cowboys. That's an actual conspiracy theory that was thrown to me. That Jerry Jones is the man behind the curtain here, the puppeteer that's making all of this work. And what's weird is I actually didn't totally think that that was the craziest thing I've ever heard when it comes to conspiracies. Never rule out Jerry Jones when it comes to any sort of wheeling and dealing behind the scenes. But that was just something I thought was really interesting. But, hey, I'd take Urban Meyer if it was just, hey, you're only going to get him for 4 years. I guess there's a lot you can do in 4 years, that's for sure.
Hey, Crabtree RV wants to say thank you for voting them for the fourth consecutive year the best place to buy an RV. And to show their appreciation, they're beginning the Christmas Cash Day sale early. From now till New Year's Eve, you can choose sales tax paid or $1,000 in Christmas cash on the purchase of any RV from Crabtree. And they'll still give you the very most for your trade as well. The best deals of the year are right now at Crabtree RV in Alma, where your family's dreams come true.
My call board's messed up, Matt. You want to pipe him through? We got Michael, who's in Harrison. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I had a couple of questions.
But
anyway.
There you go.
Mike Leach, I guess I, you know, I'm not pretending to know football, but I don't know. I don't get it. 62, 63 years old. How old he is? He doesn't even have a winning record right now, does he? He gets his defense. He has no defense, and we're wanting to bring that to the SEC.
Well, let's be honest. He had a good defense when Alex Gingrich was the defensive coordinator, who's now the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma. They had a really good defense that year. And listen, I think Mike Leach is not just the guy that's going to make the program into what Bobby Petrino had it going into. I just think people want the Mike Leach angle because of the splash hire that can, you know, he can be successful at a place like Arkansas, which could mean a minimum of 7 to 8 wins a year in some people's minds. So I think that
right
it's at least
now,
intriguing.
That'd be a dream, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Right now, that's a pipe dream, isn't it?
Oh, I know. It seems like it's so far away.
But Kiffin, I don't know. You know, and I'm not a football guru, but at the same time, Kiffin could be the kind of guy that could get the kids excited. It seems like to me like he could bring in the recruiting, and maybe like it or not, just my opinion, but I feel like, you know, 80% of this whole thing is who you got on the field. It may not even be schemes. It's players. It's talent. And I kind of feel like Lane Kiffin could bring those kids in. Mm. And I think he's, you know, obviously he's got enough football mind. I don't know. He's younger. He's got more time. I don't know. I just kind of feel like he might be. And I heard a lot of people, I don't want Lane Kiffin. But he's had time to grow up. He's had time to mature. And maybe a lot of times when we get into jobs and we're young, we make a lot of mistakes. But as we get older, we learn not to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just might be the right time for him. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, appreciate the phone call, Michael. We're up against it, man. The only thing I have about Lane Kiffin, though, too, is just he's left every place where people hated him. Oakland hated him. Tennessee hated him. USC hated him. People even in Alabama and Nick Saban hated him. So, I mean, you know, take that for what it's worth. But it to me, would be a risk no matter what. It's just weird. I don't know. Like, he could be the type that, like, takes the Arkansas job and then, like, a day later pull Dane Altman and say, I don't really want this. I'm going to go somewhere else. Like, he could do that. I feel like he's that type of person. So I just don't know.
Wild card?
Yeah, wild card. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what the day's going to bring. So I think they can do better than Lane Kiffin, but they could also do a lot worse than Lane Kiffin, for sure.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas.
Is a Friday, folks.
Sure.
And which Friday means we got to get right into our Fence Man Friday picks.
Fence Man Friday football picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, so for our Fence Man picks, Tommy, you kind of struggled last week.
I just went on the wrong side of the fence, so to speak, last week.
Yeah, I guess so.
Went with Bama, wrong. Penn State, wrong. Went with Arkansas, double wrong.
Should have known better. Should have known better. But by the way, I've taken the lead. I don't know if you've heard that yet.
You pointed that out about every quarter hour on the show.
All right. Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, just to give the score update, I'm at 25. Clay's at 23, which we're going to have to get Clay's picks at a later time. But we'll get his later today.
I'll get his Monday.
Tommy's at 20. And then I guess a mixture. I want to say it's just the Fence Man, but we got kind of a mixture combination of pickers this year.
Yeah, Sean and Andy are back in here. You guys did pretty good last week.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, 50%. Again, if you took y'all's rate of what Henry was, then probably you guys are doing a lot better than what Henry was doing. So, but you got to give you credit for that at least. But all right, let's go ahead and jump right into it. Since Arkansas is not playing this week, we don't have to worry about that game, right?
I'll take the Hogs.
I was going to take the bye week. I think the bye week's favored in this game. So
you don't want to pick them.
don't want to pick against the bye week. But let's go ahead. There's a few great college football games going on this weekend. We'll start with the big game in the SEC, Georgia and Auburn. Now, this is a rivalry game. The game's being played at Auburn. It's a great matchup. Both teams are still trying to find their way backwards if needed to get into the SEC championship game. Georgia's in the control of their own destiny, at least in the East. Georgia's favored by 3 points in this game. Fellas, who do you got, Georgia or Auburn?
Auburn.
Auburn, okay, going with the Tigers in that one. Nice pick. Do you have them winning or just, I guess it doesn't matter, but
they're going to win. They're going to win.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Hey, I can't bet against them, especially with Gus Malzahn late in the year. So, okay, Tommy?
Give me Georgia.
Georgia, okay. Going to comp them out, Georgia. This one I've been going back and forth on. I'm going to have to go with Georgia as well. I don't know. I feel like they're too good right now. They had that one bad game against South Carolina.
Yeah.
Great teams usually have that one bad game. They've had theirs. I think they're going to be motivated, especially going from here on out. So, all right, the next one's going to be another great game that's in the Big 12. And this has to deal with Oklahoma and Baylor.
Yeah, this is a big game.
Now, Oklahoma's already lost one game this year as they lost to Kansas State. But Baylor's undefeated. They have not lost, which is crazy to think about considering what they went through just a few years ago.
And this would do Oklahoma in
as
far as college football playoff, Big 12, it'd be over. So it's a lot on the line for Oklahoma.
This is a huge game. They're favored by 11 in this game, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
I'm favored by 11,
correct,
at Baylor.
Huh? At Baylor, and I'm going to go with Oklahoma. Again, same thing with Georgia. The great teams always have the one letdown bad game. They had theirs. They're going to be motivated. They're going to go in, and they're going to make short work of Baylor. So give me Oklahoma. Tommy?
Give me them Baylor Bears.
You're going with Baylor. Okay.
Oklahoma wins, but it's closer than 11.
Okay. Baylor, not a bad pick. That'd be awesome if they ended up winning. Fellas?
We're going to hit Oklahoma on this one.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma on that one. All right. Smart pick by you. Smart pick. All right. And finally, I guess it's a rivalry game. It's considered a rivalry game. Is it the South's oldest rivalry of LSU and Ole Miss? Is that what it's called?
No, that's the other one, Auburn and Georgia. That's the South's oldest rivalry. This is another big one.
Is this what's it called? The some flower game?
The Magnolia? I don't know.
Probably should have looked it up before we started talking about it. But anyways, LSU and Ole Miss are playing this weekend. LSU, the number one team in the country, coming off that big win against Alabama in Tuscaloosa. They are favored by 21.5. That half point's always going to be kicker. So, fellas, LSU, Ole Miss, who you got?
We're going to go with LSU. They helped me last week.
All right, yeah, hard to bet against them right now, especially with the way they're playing. So you guys are going with LSU. Tommy?
Give me Ole Miss. LSU wins this game. I think they'll be a little flat. And 21.5's a lot of points, so Ole Miss in the points, LSU wins.
All right, Tommy, you could gain some ground because I'm going to go with LSU. I'm going to go with the Tigers. I just think that they are on a roll right now. Ed Orgeron will make sure that they have no hangover or no letdown after the Alabama game.
Well, I bet there's been plenty of hangover this
week. Right, but just not on the football field, we'll say.
I bet there's been a lot of hangover.
On the football field, we'll go with. So, all right, and finally, our bonus question. This one's kind of an interesting one. I wanted to try to make it a high number so we could really have some fun with it. Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa are the two front runners in the Heisman Trophy race, depending on who you look at, but they're both right in there. What will be the combined passing yards for these two quarterbacks? Now, of course, we just mentioned LSU plays Ole Miss.
I was told there'd be no math.
You got to do it. And then Tua Tagovailoa and Alabama play Mississippi State. So the combined yardage for these two quarterbacks. You guys want to give it a try?
Heck yeah.
All right.
446.
446. All right. Tommy?
625.
625. Going up high. Okay. I am going to try to go right in the middle. I will say 530. 530 yards. So there you go. Lock him in. You guys good with it?
Let's do it.
All right. You guys are good with it. So lock it in. There you have it. There's our Fenceman Friday picks. And, you know, Tommy, this could be your chance to gain some ground. Yep. Lord knows you need
maybe
it.
Maybe a little bit, maybe a little too high on my that number now that I analyze that a little more.
Right. So. Or you could be right on.
Or we'll I might be dead on. I was pretty close to dead on last week.
That's right. So.
Hey, what's going on with the Fence Man this week? Automatic gates, custom wrought iron installations, wood privacy fence. Someone needs razor wire to keep people like John Neighbors out of their yard. You guys do everything when it comes to doing fences.
You need a fence. Any type of fence, we can do it.
What about, you know, if you got a neighbor or somebody or looking for someone to repair a fence, you've got a section that's fallen down, had a bad windstorm a few days ago. You know, if you had a section of fence that's fallen down, y'all do small and simple repairs?
We actually have dedicated crew that can go out and do any repair you need.
So if you got some fence that's falling down, chain link fence, I mean, y'all even said last week kind of jokingly, but I think you were serious. You've even built dog pens for people. So if that's what needs to be done, you can do it.
Yes, we have. So, I mean, you know, a 10 by 10, we got you.
All right. So
100 by 100, we got you.
All right. So anything involving a fence, call the Fence Man. They can take care of it. They got great crews to take care of everything. 479-782-3936. That's 782-3936. For the Fence Man, they ain't afraid of no work. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you.
And I guess we'll see you next week, and we'll see how these picks go. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty in the month of November. All the games are start coming to an end. But, of course, knowing Tommy, he will extend the Fence Man Friday picks just until he starts taking a lead and winning. So
that's exactly what will happen.
Yeah, okay. We're glad at least to know that you can admit it and be honest about it. But we got a lot more to talk about, too.
You want to bring up last year?
I didn't want an extended. I lost. You won. But, hey, listen, just take
it. We'll end it right there.
Take your L, Tommy.
You lost.
Yeah. Take your L this year.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Give is to Alex Collins, straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas, 80 yards.
Right now, let's go to the Cherokee Casino Hotline and welcome in Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Good morning, Tom. How are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me on here.
Well, it's always good to have you on. And since we last talked earlier this week, there's been a few things going on. Of course, had a chance to meet with Barry Lunny Jr. in some of the press conferences that he's had. He's actually met twice with the media. He met with them, I believe it was on Wednesday and Thursday, right there during practice. So what's your overall feeling from Barry Lunny and going through his first week as the interim head coach?
Well, he's got a sense of humor, and he's known a lot of the guys on the beat, like Bob, Nate, Otis, and that crew for so long. He's more at ease, and I want to point this out. He's an Arkansas guy, so he knows the lay of the land, and that helps him be more at ease, but that's also part of his personality. And I think there's a tendency when there's a coaching change is to think back upon the previous guys, point out all the negatives. And I do want to say that I thought the recruiting plan that Chad Morris put together with his staff was a really good recruiting plan, and whoever comes in to replace him follows up on that and can have Arkansas's presence in Texas, what the previous staff had. And I also think that there were some schemes, there was some stuff they did that was positive. It's just in the long run, I don't think they could inspire the players, this staff, and make in-game adjustments and get them confident in the things that they were doing on the field. And I really believe that when they lost the Colorado State and North Texas games back-to-back last year, that it tightened up. The pressure ratcheted up on Chad Morris quicker than what he anticipated, and essentially it was hard to recover from that and I don't think he was really comfortable in press conference settings and things like that. And you got a lot of word salad out of him and a lot of his press conferences this year. And the fans saw that and they tired of it. And so it leads us to today. And, you know, a lot of people hoping that Barry Lunny has some success down the stretch and can stay on here.
How much of a sounding board or how much influence do you think Barry's dad will have during this short process of being an interim coach? Obviously, Barry Sr. is a legendary high school coach, a lot of success, but let's face it, Barry Jr.'s never been the head coach at any level. His dad knows a lot about running a program and had a lot of success. I know he's been spotted around some practices. I can't think of anyone better to lean on if I'm in Barry's spot than his dad, who has had a lot of success everywhere he's been.
Absolutely. I think he'll lean on him a lot. Just the calmness, the demeanor, the way to approach your team, the messages that you want to get across to your team, all that Barry Lunney Sr. can help with. He was at both practices so far. Both of them were in the Walker Pavilion on the far sideline closest to the Fred Smith Center. Just observing, you know, the flow of practice, how the drills are run, all that kind of thing. So I think he'll be phenomenal assistance to Barry Lunney. And Barry has pointed out a couple of times that he's amazed at how many things come at you, how many things you have to sign off on, how many things you have to approve, the decisions you have to make. So that part of it is probably a little overwhelming. In addition to Barry Lunney Sr., you've got guys like Turner Gill. I mean, I talked to him one-on-one early this season, and what a phenomenal human being Turner Gill is. So you can get plenty of advice and wisdom from talking to him. Of course, Ron Cooper's been a head coach. Steve Caldwell and John Chavis have been in this business for a long time. So I'm sure the direction Barry Lunney is getting is going to be good. And I'm really intrigued to see what his sideline demeanor is going to be. If there's a bad call, how he reacts, you know, how he deals with players who make mistakes on the field. It's going to be really intriguing to me to see that. I don't think Chad Morris ever quite – there was a time I wanted to see him really rip on an official. I mean, just that's a bad call, because it seems to me the last 2 years, Arkansas has been about the worst team in the SEC and have been treated that way. I mean, pass interference calls that should happen against Alabama don't happen. Throw a fit. That play that the dude ran through Devon Whaley and it wound up with a pick, make a scene and say that was pass interference, and maybe you get another call down the line, but show some passion. And I'm not advocating for Barry Lunney to do that exact thing, but I'm interested to see what he does do.
Oh, trust me, that will come natural. He's been trained well there. So. Barry Sr. knows how to do that very well. I know firsthand. So.
And I've just been told that just wasn't part of Chad's personality, you know, to really get up in an official. I saw him get mad on the play where a Mississippi State defender, I think it was Cam Dantzler, slung down Trey Knox at the end of a tackle. Very, very close, borderline to, you know, a defenseless defender being slung to the ground. And the next play was the touchdown pass to, God, who was that? Was that O'Grady or Boyd? The next play was a touchdown. So that's one of the times that you've seen Chad really, you know, express his disagreement with a call on the field.
Well, Tom, one of the things, too, that I think is interesting with Barry Lunney is what's a reasonable expectation, because I don't think anyone in these final two games is expecting him to go 2-0, especially against LSU, possibly go 1-1 with a victory against Missouri to end the season. But as far as just something that would at least make Razorback fans feel pretty good, something that give Barry Lunney at least a good feeling as the season ends, not saying he would for sure become the head coach or permanent head coach, but what's a reasonable expectation and hope that Razorback fans can see from Barry Lunney as the interim in these final two games?
Well, to me, the biggest thing is the appearance. It's the attitude, the personality that the team has. Now, the defensive side of the ball, I mean, maybe he can inspire, but the defensive side of the ball is another issue altogether. Will they tackle on the edges? Can they get any pressure on Joe Burrow? And they didn't sack Ty Story, and I thought for sure they could at least get some pressure on Ty Story and sack him. But being involved in the game, looking like their heads are in the game, playing inspired, all those things are esoteric issues that you can look at and see. And the last couple of weeks, as Hunter Yurecek astutely pointed out in his presser, non-competitive. You know, the Alabama and Auburn games, okay, those are really good teams. You didn't do a whole lot in those games. Even though I thought their offensive game plan early against Bama, you know, was okay. But the last two, just uninspired. And I'd like to see an inspired team. It's going to be a really daunting task to go down to Baton Rouge and, you know, make a good show of it. But you know, be involved. You know, make LSU have to work for things. Give them something that they have to contend with. Give a spark to the offense. Make special teams sparkle a little bit. And then the Missouri game. How down will Missouri be? What shape will Kelly Bryant be in? I think some fans will show up. I think it'll be, you know, like a, hey, let's give these guys one last hurrah right here in Little Rock and give Barry Lunney and this team all our support. Yeah. And so that game, winning that game, I think that would be a great, off-season moment for the program, the fans, the state, if they could somehow win that game.
What direction do you think Barry will go with quarterback? I've always thought he should be coaching quarterbacks anyway. He's been coaching tight ends, but now he gets to make the decision on who will be the starting quarterback. Now, he says it's going to be surprise, 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 but and clearly they're working a plan. What's your gut tell you on how he's going to manage these quarterbacks these last two games?
Yeah, that's a great question. And with Joe Craddock being the offensive coordinator and Chad Morris his guy, that's kind of like the unspoken thing. What's the rub here? Barry Lunny, a very good quarterback, a guy you know could coach quarterback, is coaching the tight end. They've put KJ Jefferson with the first group each of the last 2 days when we were out there. So I get the feel that he'll start the game. Now, going against this LSU defense, that's a huge order. You could see he was a little amped up. Some of his passes were a little hot in the Western Kentucky game. Maybe you put him out there for a series or two to see how he handles things. And then I think bring in a veteran guy. And what I've looked at and seen maybe could be Hicks to see how he looks. And then from there, it's just play it by ear. I mean, Nick Starkel can still deliver a beautiful downfield pass. Can you protect him long enough? Can he have the confidence to throw balls without worrying about interceptions? Those things come into play. Can John Stephen Jones give you a series where you run some RPO stuff and take advantage of something you've seen on film? It's going to be a difficult job moving the ball, with any, regularity or consistency against LSU. So each of those guys who play, and by the way, he brought up Jack Lindsey's name too. And we've always thought he's a tall kid. He knows the offense. What we've seen of his arm's been good. What has held him back from getting any playing time? The fact there's a ton of quarterbacks on the roster. So it truly is going to be surprise, surprise, surprise. But I do feel KJ Jefferson's probably going to get the opening nod.
Speaking with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette right now on the Morning Rush via the Cherokee Casino Hotline. Tom, I think that it's fascinating when people and early this coaching search goes on that people can come in and have names upon names upon names. I mean, we've had callers that's actually legitimately wanted Jimmy Johnson, somebody like Freddie Kitchens. I mean, the names just get constantly thrown
just
around.
Just mud on the wall. See what sticks.
And I'm sure you have gotten hurled with the same things. But from what I gather, because of how Hunter Yurchek handled the basketball coaching search, nobody's going to know anything. And it's probably going to be a name that maybe people kind of know, but maybe didn't see coming. Do you see that happening with the same thing in a similar situation with the football program that you saw with the basketball hiring of Hunter Yurchek?
Yeah, I do think the clamps are going to be pretty tight on the information that trickles out. And, we're obviously in the very early stages of this, but I do think some of the candidates who were viable last time are in play. And I don't know if you guys have seen, there's been some reports that, Malzahn and Norvell have both decided to move on. I don't know if I completely buy that. I think Norvell is a legitimate candidate. His ties, the fact that his wife's in Fort Smith, is a huge compelling factor for him, I would think. And then, the Mike Leaches and the Lane Kiffins, be kind of splashy guys who've had programs before, have had big offenses. So, and I've heard all kind of names. I mean, the Pittman thing to me is very intriguing, but it's such a leap how he would put a staff together, what kind of offense they'd run. Sure, he can recruit, but you've got to have good coaches on the field implementing your schemes. So as much as I love Sam Pittman, it would be a bit of a roll of the dice to see how he would handle being a head coach. There's plenty of other names. I mean, I've even heard Willie Frist, but I just think because it doesn't plug in naturally here, the fans wouldn't give him as long of a leash. And, there's plenty of others. You're right. We heard plenty of other names. So we'll just see how this thing plays out. I do think that it's going to be kind of little news nuggets will leak out here and there, and then right at the end it'll be a rush, and bam, we'll have a guy.
What's the craziest name that someone's thrown at you so far?
Crazy. Oh, and I'm sorry, I haven't even brought up Houston Nutt and Bobby Petrino.
Thank you. Please don't.
Yeah, I just think that just way too much baggage with Petrino. You fire a guy for cause, his recruiting wasn't going well toward the end. I know some fans were so excited about the offense he had and the fact Arkansas was a contender, but just too many bridges burned, too many people in the building who would just be, you know, anti-Petrino to start with.
Has anyone ever been hired at two schools twice in the history of the sport? Because that would be something.
I'm not aware of that happening before, but
that would
when
be
he
something.
Finally got a fifth year somewhere at Louisville, everything was just completely, it was bad. It was a disaster. And when so many people get angered at you, it's hard to keep everything together. And then, of course, the recruiting issue would be there. Yeah. Houston, I just don't know. He probably would be very interested. In fact, I think he said that. So I don't know what stage they would have to get to, how many candidates maybe they'd have to get there. Oh, Hugh Freeze's name is out there as well, a guy who's probably, you know, chomping at the bit to get back in the SEC. Can the people forgive what he's been through, knowing that he can put a good offense, he can put a good offense on the field? So a lot of intriguing names, and I'm sure, here's the thing, there's all kind of factions of Arkansas fans. There's big money people who would love to see Gus Malzahn be the coach here. I think the only way that comes into play is if they lose both their last two games, or lose the Georgia and Bama games, and Auburn's about ready to part with him, and then there may be some negotiations. But, it's going to be fun and intriguing to watch this play out.
All right, real quick before you go, basketball back on the floor tomorrow, take on Montana. They hadn't gotten into the meat of any non-conference schedule or any names that I think excite people. But, Tom, I think fans are pretty excited about the way they're playing defense to this point, and a pretty exciting game the other night that didn't have a lot of points, but Arkansas was able to put North Texas on lockdown.
What I love about it is you're like, man, this is not a pretty game. You know, neither team was shooting it particularly well. But then you get into the post game and you hear Eric Musselman describe what they were doing, and you buy into it. I mean, the fact that they got all over those 3-point shooters, even before they would get their catches, they were on these guys. The way he described people trying to block shots, you know, some people say don't leave your feet to defend. Well, they want them to jump as high as they can and shoot over them, which can alter shots. It's just fascinating to hear him talk about the absolute details of how they do things. And their 3-point defense so far has been phenomenal. I think they're a team that probably is going to win some games people don't think, just because they're going to be gritty. Yeah, you wish they had a outstanding power forward and a couple more big 6'8", 6'9", guys to rebound. But they're going to fight like the Dickens to overcome those things, and they're going to be really compelling to watch.
Yeah, and I've always said too, Tom, that when you're playing in the SEC especially, I know offense is great and people love having a bunch of 3-point shots and all of that, but the thing is you're going to have off-shooting nights in a lot of cases, but defense you can always be pretty consistent, or at least be more consistent in.
Absolutely. And that could be their calling card for this year, because they weren't necessarily in a good offensive flow. There were times in the first half where they looked pretty stagnant. I mean, guys, all three guys watching two guys do dribble handoffs and pass on the perimeter. And then a couple times Jimmy Witt just kind of drove in and did turnarounds that kind of salvaged possessions. So I do think they need to make some strides offensively to get more flow in their offense. But I think fans are going to have a pretty fun winter watching these guys.
Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Always appreciate you hopping on with us, Tom. Have a great weekend, man. We'll catch you with you next week, all right?
Indeed. See you.
Hey, appreciate it, man. 877-377-6963 is the number to call in or text in, as all guests join us via the Cherokee Casino Hotline here on The Morning Rush.
Hey, Thanksgiving, just a couple of weeks away. If you're thinking about that turkey or that ham, or maybe you want to do something a little bit different for your family this year, think about Art's Barbecue. They can smoke any kind of meats you're looking to do. So if you want a beef tenderloin, a prime rib roast, or you want a traditional turkey or ham, they can do that. They're even doing fried turkeys again this year. So if you want a fried turkey, but you don't want the mess and all of the danger sometimes that goes along with frying a turkey, let Art's do it for you. They'll take care of even getting the turkey and the whole meal, if that's what you want. They've got packages right now that include all the side dishes, the rolls, the desserts, everything. So call Wade and find out what they can do for you and your family this year. If you want to just let somebody else worry about all the cooking and you just pick it up the day before Thanksgiving and enjoy it with your family. They're also real busy. I was in there last night, had dinner with Arts and Wade, so they were real busy doing a lot of Thanksgiving caterings already getting on the books. So if your office is looking for someone to cater in some great meals for Thanksgiving, they can take care of that as well. 452-2550, Thanksgiving with Arts Barbecue in Fort Smith.
Squeeze in a quick phone call. Matt is in Springdale. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, not much. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just dropped off my son. And just all, I didn't get much chance to talk yesterday since I caught you guys at the end of the show before the rest of the day. So, yeah, like I was saying yesterday, but I think Barry Lunny Jr. probably will be the best candidate in my own words. Like I said yesterday, I was part of his success down in BHS. Underneath his dad's reign, and he brought a lot of stuff to the table, and I think it's something that Arkansas really needs. With Chad Morris coming into the picture and trying to change everything up and how the outcomes actually played out, it just wasn't a fit at all. He constantly stated, "Well, I'm the guy." Well, the record doesn't play, and you don't have the actual team or the players behind your philosophy, and I don't think the players bought into what he was trying to do. And again, it goes to the opportunity of playing. You know, who's going to show up when it comes time to play? It doesn't matter if it's high school, Little League football, Pop Warner, whatever. If the players aren't there to show up and stay in that positive mindset after getting all these black eyes, like Barry Lunny said in the interview on Monday. It's hard to come back game after game after losing to so many different teams and not being able to play out four quarters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate the phone call, man. I think Barry Lunny Jr. it's an intrigue that a lot of people think about because of the angle from him having his coaching days, of course, his dad being very successful and the fact that he's been around the program for so long, it's been under two different coaching regimes. I think it's interesting. My only fear though, because if he is the guy, I just don't know that if you're Arkansas, if you're Hunter Yurecek, you can afford to do that. Like right now,
it'd be risky.
It would be a huge risk. I don't know if that would excite the fan base. I don't know if that would get your season ticket sales back up. I just don't know, and it depends on who the staff you put around him. I just don't know if that's the move you can make right now.
I think from a fan's perspective, if you're going to take a risk, at least take a risk on an Arkansas guy. If you're going to take a flyer, you're going to take an unknown name, at least take the name known in the state.
Why, though?
Because he's the more known, at least he's more known to your fan base, as you mentioned, ticket sales. And he's been on your staff for 7 years. He's not unknown to your administration. He's not unknown to the players. He's recruited and been a part of recruiting all these players on this roster. There's value in what he brings to the table versus bringing someone from the outside in that has less experience, that doesn't have the resume. I understand he's not a head coach. I'm just saying if you're going to bring in someone with similar experience, someone with maybe just a little bit of coordinator experience but no head coaching experience, you might be better off going this route because you got to win the players over. That's the first group of people that have to be won over, and he's recruited these guys. He's been involved in that process. Someone from the outside in has got to build a whole new relationship with every one of these people.
But if so, say if it was someone like a Sam Pittman who would be a big risk, would you rather have Sam Pittman or Barry
Lunny? Pittman doesn't know these players on this roster. He's been gone since.
Well, I know, but so that's what I'm saying.
2015 or 16, whatever it was.
That's what I'm saying. So would you rather have a risk on Sam Pittman or Barry
Lunny? Sam Pittman's got more experience coaching college football.
He does have that. He's never been a coordinator, though.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just, this is fun, though. It's all fun. It's all fun in games. And I think, again, I agree with you, though.
Jimmy Johnson. Just hire Jimmy Johnson.
Freddie Kitchens. why not? Again, it's Mad Libs. Just throw names
just
in there.
Throw a name out.
Just throw a name out
just
there.
Just make one up.
Yeah, because I can't. Like, Mad Libs. Insert this name. What do y'all think about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. What do we think about anything? It's supposed to be. It's fun times, Tommy.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
Like the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast? Check out the Halftime Pod at hitthatline.com.